My level of physical fitness played a strong part in me beating prostate cancer. But I want you to know this, everybody. It was my faith that saved me. For an old guy, I was very physically fit at the time, but that did not stop me from getting cancer. My high level of physical fitness did, however, allow me to have the risky procedures necessary to get rid of this disease. But everybody, it was my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, along with a world-class medical team, that saved me. And what joy, what comfort it was to be living under sort of a death sentence and yet be able to lay down each night to go to sleep knowing that everything was in God's hands. Attitude is important in fighting disease. It's one of the elements in the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model. I firmly believe this, and I want you to believe it too, everybody. Faith nourishes attitude. Faith powers a positive attitude. So that when cancer came into my life, came to destroy me, it brought me back to God. Everything, it's in God's hands, everybody. To stay fit, to stay healthy, to be able to fight off diseases, to be able to get rid of diseases if they come and visit you, come to take you out. Whatever plan you put together to combat all of that needs to include a strong faith in God. It needs to have God's help. Many of you will, of course, agree with me that faith and healthy living go together sort of naturally, each of those elements providing support for the other. The faith and fitness connection, what it does is it helps to bring meaning to our fitness efforts. And I know practicing good physical fitness, I know it will strengthen your faith. And think about this, our faith, it helps us to see our health and our fitness in a much broader context. Most of us who do aerobic fitness, running, walking, rowing, cycling, especially when it's done outside, people who do that will tell you how those fitness efforts, while they're doing them, allow you to connect with nature, to free your mind, and then to kind of put you in what I call a more spiritual place. I often talk with God while I'm running. In those instances, because I'm out there all alone, kind of in the groove, I feel more separate from the world and more alone with God. Some of the tenets of our faith, patience, diligence, perseverance, self-denial, well, aren't they some of the same things we need to do to take care of our bodies and stay physically fit? We need patience because even as we work to get our bodies into shape, it takes more time and often we don't see the results right away, don't see the immediate gains or improvements that we might want. As with our faith, we need to be patient as we practice fitness and disease fighting. To get and stay physically fit, we need to be diligent. Stay on that diet. Make sure that we exercise daily. And like we have to persevere in our faith, we need to persevere in our attempts to fight off disease and to get and to stay physically fit. Staying free of disease, trying to get cured of disease, staying physically fit, well, just like our faith, that involves self-denial, right? I want to ask you, everybody, to make sure that you practice your faith and use it to keep yourself physically fit and healthy. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that, well, it tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. those temples must be cared for. Fighting disease and getting fit, there is no conflict there. Our spiritual goals and our fitness goals, they enhance each other. And that, everybody, is why faith is the first and most important element of the Web Radio Today Disease Fighting and Fitness Strategy. Web Radio Today listeners, like me and you, we're older folks. We're part of the baby boom generation, and we're still going strong, living and loving life in our 60s and 70s and beyond. And I pray that each one of you have started to incorporate all seven elements of the Web Radio Today disease finding and fitness model into your life. We're so vulnerable at our age, not only to the problems of old age, but most importantly, we're at the age where diseases start to attack us, try to take us out. Heart disease, diabetes, just a multitude of bone and skeletal problems, and of course, cancer. If you can put into practice every day the seven elements of the Web Radio Today disease fighting and fitness model, you will be able to help your body and your mind fight off or limit the effects, even defeat some of these diseases. Faith, diet, exercise, positive attitude, positive imagery, music and research, use them every day as your weapons against disease. And as your template for living a full, a fun, and an active life.